Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Star power for one of the presidential candidates tonight in Georgia.
A former president and the boss. Vice President Harris tonight in the Atlanta suburbs will try and rev up her supporters and mobilize voters for her campaign by holding a big rally with Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. It's part of what the Harris campaign is calling its When We Vote, We Win concert series.
ABC's Karen Travers next week. Harris will hold a rally on the same spot where Donald Trump encouraged his supporters to head to the Capitol on January 6th. As for Donald Trump, he'll hold a rally in New York's Madison Square Garden on Sunday. During his latest Middle East stop in Doha, Qatar, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an additional $135 million in U.S. aid to the Palestinians. The parent company of WWE and the UFC is buying PBR, that's Professional Bull Riders, in a deal worth more than $3 billion. Also included in the acquisition, IMG, a major distributor of sports content. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 92.7 WMBX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We had some more delays for early voters. You'll remember on Tuesday, more than 97,000 people voted early. But there were some hiccups. So many people were casting their ballots, it overwhelmed the WisVote system and slowed down the process to print absentee ballot labels. Now, those labels are not necessary, but lots of clerk's offices use them just to make the process easier. The chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission had said Tuesday that they'd increase capacity, so that shouldn't happen again. Well, it happened again. There were still reports of slowdowns yesterday. The commission says this issue isn't just affecting early voting. It seems to be impacting other statewide systems, too. They have nothing to do with elections. But so many people are voting early that it's, quote, compounding the issue. So we'll have to see what happens today and tomorrow. And it's Drug Takeback Day across Wisconsin this weekend. There are more than 150 events statewide where you can dispose of old medications. They take all kinds of them, prescriptions, over-the-counter drugs, inhalers, creams, pet medications, even vapes and e-cigarettes if you take out the battery. Here in Madison, they'll have drug takeback locations at Elver Park, Mount Zion Baptist Church Food Pantry, and Warner Park, but there are more than a dozen other locations around Dane County. And the new Amtrak line that just launched earlier this year has already had 100,000 riders. The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago. It has stops all throughout Wisconsin. It stops in La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. Riders on the Borealis line today are getting a free drink and a 100-gram bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that this line is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years there are two trains leaving from the cities to Chicago every day. There are even some reports that Amtrak officials were surprised by how quickly it became so popular. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur says he wants the former 49ers to offensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, mid-30s in the overnight. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine to start the day, but some clouds on the way in the afternoon. Highs in the middle 60s. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 34.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
You yourself have not used that word to describe him. Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted. Again, look at their careers. These are not people, with the exception, I think, of only Mike Pence. These were not politicians. These are career people who have served in the highest roles in national security, who have served as generals in our military, who are highly respected. Talking about the person who would be commander in chief.
Thank you. She was fantastic. Oh my God, I agree with something that Van Jones said. What's happening?
Isn't that weird?
I hate almost everyone this morning except Van Jones, which is weird.
That is okay. Weird.
But he just said it correctly about her and Trump. They're not taking the same exam. He gets to be lawless, she has to be flawless. That's what's unfair. That's what's unfair tonight. He didn't even show up. And then, of course, he's lying about it. He's saying, oh, she called me Hitler. No, you're thinking didn't. Of J.D. Right. Vance. You're thinking of your running mate.
Yep.
She answered perfectly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do you think he's a... Yes. So do all of his generals. You know, it's just, ugh, I can't...
People at the highest level of security clearances think he's fascist.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. That worked for him. Were in the Situation Room and the Oval Office with him.
Right. And these people had to go through layers and layers and layers of security clearances to get that high.
Oh, my God. I can't. I don't. Okay. Let's just resign ourselves to the gastrointestinal distress, America, that we will be. Did you deliberately alternate stories that are going to give me
Yes.
distress with stories that will make me happy?
Yes.
Less than 2 weeks, so you're going to get both.
I hate everyone, but let's start with Nate Silver.
Oh, my God.
Really, Nate Silver? Oh, you have a gut? You have a gut feeling Trump's going to win? And then he goes on with like a million different disclaimers. Well, I could be wrong. Yeah, of course. You're always wrong. I could be wrong. And you know what? And it could be close, but it also could be a runaway from either one of them. I'm like, what?
Also, my problem with that is that Nate Silver has never been about his gut. Well, he's always been about the numbers, and all of a sudden he's about his gut?
Oh.
What the?
You know, you almost had to bleep yourself there.
Wow.
That what he said there pissed me off.
I know. Well, plus because everybody's panicky already.
Yeah.
And he knows that, you know, okay. But what was I going to say? Also, guess what his gut is fueled by? Food that is provided by Peter Thiel. Like, I don't trust any of the, you know, you asked the other day because you were being both sidesy. Oh, my God. Did they have to have Bill Maher on Morning Joe with his both sides do it? Oh, my God. This morning, I am really up to here. But you said something about how do you know they're not flooding the zone with blue wave poles? Because they have. Nobody has ever done that. The
we
point
should,
is,
though. We should.
Bob Seska pointed it out yesterday. The reason, Chris, I trust certain people like Simon Rosenberg and what's his name? Bob mentioned him yesterday.
Christopher Buzzi?
Yeah, but no, another guy as well. But it's because they've been right. It's not because they lean left or something. It's because they've been right. The polls we're talking about that are skewing things are called the red wave pollsters for a reason, because they predicted the red wave that never happened, because they were wrong. So
Nate Silver was once right.
Yeah, and
he's
now
been
he's,
right.
And now he's funded by Peter Thiel.
Okay,
so it's like,
yeah. So,
you know, yeah. Oh, hold please. I'll get back to you, Anderson Cooper. You just stay there.
Are you mad at Anderson Cooper now?
Yes.
In trouble now.
Jesus.
What about Dana Bash?
Oh, here's the... Yeah, she's still on my list.
On your S list?
Yes. Yeah, this was the story. I mentioning this at the end of his segment yesterday. Trump's recent momentum shift could, in fact, be an illusion, according to some experts. The data include a huge number of GOP-leaning polls that could potentially tip the scales. A flood of GOP-aligned polls has been released for the precise purpose of influencing the polling averages and thus the election forecast in Trump's favor, the report says. It further points to Simon Rosenberg, Tom Bonnier, that's who I'm thinking of, data analyst Tom Bonnier, who were skeptical of such predictions in 2022 and ultimately proved correct, and their warnings are this is all happening again. That's why, because they were the guys that called out the red wave polling. In their telling, GOP data is serving an essential end of pro-Trump propaganda, which is heavily geared toward painting him as formidable, strong figure whose triumph over weak Harris is inevitable. The GOP and the line data firms are concertedly attempting to build up that impression, both in polling averages and in media coverage. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. That is gravitationally influenced by it. They are engaged in a data-driven psyop designed to spread a sense of doom among Democrats that the election is slipping away from them. It raises another problem, a potentially serious one, in reference to journalists reporting on these minor shifts, which might be illusory. They always know they have a partner in the mainstream media is the problem, because they want clicks and panic and, oh, my God, it's a horse race, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come nobody's making eye contact with me? I need your love this morning. Hi. Okay. All right. That's good. That's enough. That'll hold me. That'll hold me for the rest of the morning.
I don't look you in the eye ever. Why start now?
He looks at me like a wolf. Like, don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Because then I'll get eaten.
All right. This is Nate Silver. My gut is Trump will win, but I don't think you should put any value whatsoever on anybody's gut, including mine. Well, then shut up and shut the
Why are
you my God.
Up your gut?
I'm going to need the entire shut up cannon for every single pollster pundit right now.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Okay. It's not just grading on a curve. It's like Van Jones is right about it. They're taking an entirely different exam.
Yeah.
And they allow Trump to just sit on the sidelines and lie heckle in the peanut gallery. Well, Harris is the one. If I have to hear this again, it's just, have you separated yourself from Biden? Why? He's the most successful president in our lifetime, just about legislatively, provably, by every barometer.
Uh-huh.
How come you haven't gotten everything done that you've been talking about in the last 4 years?
No, she's the vice president, first off, so she doesn't set policy.
Oh, my God. I just... Thank you, Kristen Johnson, who I've loved for 11 billion years. She said, imagine Harris winning in spite of the rampant misogyny and racism, the utter failure of the corporate media to truthfully cover both candidates with clarity, the billionaires who own these apps pushing their own agendas, the laxity of the DOJ, the cheating and voter purges, Project 2025, the double standard of demanding perfection from her by letting a slobbering, vicious, deranged old fascist skate by with a wink and an occasional slap on the wrist. Imagine if she wins in the face of all that. Well, she's going to. Oh, yeah. I can't. CNN's Harry Enten.
Yeah.
He told basically Democrats calm the f- down.
Yes. And he's not one to usually tell Democrats to calm the f down.
We are prone to panic. It's our bag. It's what we do because there's so much at stake. This is not any normal election.
Right.
But he told Aaron Burnett he simply doesn't understand the Democratic panic out there right now. He said this week it's the Democrats that are worrying. The path to 270 for Kamala Harris is very clear right now. He said, again, less than a point lead for Harris in Wisconsin, less than a point lead in Michigan, less than a point lead in Pennsylvania. But the bottom line is Kamala Harris, based on this polling data from both the Washington Post and the averages, has a very clear path at this particular point to 270. The bottom line is I don't understand Democratic panic because the path is clear. So Erin Burnett said that would mean she doesn't need to win any of these other states you have there, which includes North Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia. I mean, that's just to put an emphasis on it. But North Carolina is a must-win for Trump. Harris said we got a point lead in the polls there for Donald Trump, well within the margin of error, less than a point in North Carolina, 2-point lead in Arizona for Trump, less than a point lead for Kamala Harris in Nevada. So, you know, even if you gave Trump, say, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, you can still, in fact, get Kamala Harris to 270 by giving her North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. So, again, I don't understand this Democratic panic.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. It's our bag, Harry. I got an idea. How about we just get her all those states? Let's just
flood the zone.
Yeah, let's. Oh, God. Huh. I'm like that orca story you sent me about the he pooped in the pool and then shot it all at the audience. That's me right now. I'm just going to poop, and I'm just going to fling my feces at everybody.
So we're all sitting in your splash zone.
That's yummy.
Great.
If you need any more evidence that we should free Willie, I will throw my right at you. Okay. Trump, do I need to do the statement from the bassinet?
Uh-huh.
Because this is what he gets to do.
Yes.
Hooray! Comrade Kamala Harris. Oh, that never gets old.
So boring.
Because she's both a communist and a fascist, as
yes.
you know.
She's all of the above.
Okay. Sees that she's losing. No.
No.
Losing badly, especially stealing the race from crooked Joe Biden.
No.
So she's increasingly raising her rhetoric, going so far as to copy Adolf Hitler. No. Again, that would be your running mate. And everything else that comes to her warped mind, she's the threat to democracy, not fit to be president of the United States, and her polling so indicates. No. I'm sorry, I forgot. He only speaks fascist. 999.
9999.
None of that. 9999999.
I'm tired of
him. He bores me.
I did one happy clappy story and one Nate Silver thing something that he pulled out of his ass that's now in his stomach, his gut, something. Okay. Oh, by the way, another woman has accused Trump of groping her. Epstein. Something. Uh-huh. Here we go. By the way, Jen Taub, I know are so numb, but I'm glad she said warning. A video is about to drop showing Donald Trump apparently groping a teenager. Please, I'm begging you, before you respond, this won't matter. Consider how that feels to victims of sexual assault. It matters to us, even if it doesn't matter to Trump voters. I mean, that's the thing about us getting numb. It's like, oh, another one of his generals called him a fascist. It's still important, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that, I don't know, are we up to 11 billion? How many women have accused him of assault? He is already an adjudicated rapist. So, I get it. I still believe, Jody, we are going to live in America where all of this stuff does matter. People like Hitler and a rapist, that actually, 2 weeks, is it 2 weeks? Not 2 weeks.
Not quite 2 weeks. It's a little over a week.
Okay, so did I mention Donald Trump didn't even have the balls to show up to a town hall? He's canceled every single interview. Mm-hmm. Again, can you imagine? Because I feel like Kamala Harris is in a can't win, mm-hmm. right? She shows up, and she's the only one that gets hard questions mm-hmm. and gotcha questions. He doesn't show up at all, and they just let him, like, see. No debates, no interviews, no nothing. That's where the gaslighting, he calls her lazy as hell, and he's done.
She's overdoing it now, Stephanie.
Yes, right. Too much now, right? And
she's
the wrong kind.
Apparently.
Sheesh.
Anderson Cooper noted that Kamala Harris has not created any separation between herself and Joe Biden. Yeah, why aren't you separating yourself from one of the most successful administrations in history?
Yeah, Dory.
More jobs.
Remember how that didn't go well for Al Gore?
And then he asked her why White House plans had not already been accomplished. Yeah, because why are you not running on the really successful wreck? How come you haven't separated yourself from that? And at the same time, it's bad because you didn't do every... Really? How about you ask Trump why he didn't accomplish one thing he promised? Nothing, except for tax cuts for the rich. Harris was pressed by Cooper as to how she would govern differently than her boss. I also asked why her proposals did not become policies.
Her proposals are proposals because she doesn't set policy. She's the vice president. Plus, yes, we have Mike Johnson running the House.
Yeah, get that high school kid in there to explain it to Anderson Cooper. It's like, why haven't you accomplished? Oh, God, I can't. Oh, no, that's an early eye headache, isn't it?
Okay. Are you sure?
Okay. Noel Kassler, our buddy, our pal, tweets, it's almost as if every awful thing you ever heard or thought about Donald Trump is shown to be demonstrably true over and over again, an endless loop of egregious incompetence and evil intent. Vote blue. Okay. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Who said, looking back now, we must admit that the warning signs were there, that the world refused to see. The words and ideology of the Nazis were rationalized, explained away as if they had no meaning. Who said that?
Jabberjaw.
No, that would be Ronald Reagan. Boy, talking about...
Who are these people?
Yeah, my voice is already in there. Yeah, what?
Are you...
What's going on with my clock? Oh,
I'll
it's
fix
down
it.
There. Okay.
Oh,
here.
I'll fix it.
Hey! We have an extravaganza today. We have, it's a Thursday and a Wednesday show. It might burst, like when you overfill your garbage bags.
It's a mashup.
Right? Carl Frisch.
Peanut butter in your chocolate.
Dr. Redlin or Malcolm Nance and Dana Goldberg. All, because everybody needs to be on deck. All hands on deck. We're saving democracy, people.
It's man and chick meat Thursday.
Right. Let's do it. 20 minutes after the hour?
Yes, it is.
It is, yes.
20. This portion of the show... Stephanie, that's the name of the show.
Uh-huh.
Question mark?
Yeah.
This portion of the show.
It's our answer to Gutfeld.
Brought to you by, the show is the answer to Gutfeld. Also, it's brought to you by Dr. Bowdy's. It is that season where it's good, Jody, because I lose a couple extra pounds chasing the dogs prying avocados out of their mouths. They're fast little buggers, let me tell you what. But listen, they know. Dr. Marty's has antioxidant-rich vegetables in there. That's probably, they're like, oh, did Dr. Marty just leave this one out? I'm like, no. No. Everything you need is in there. You don't need the, drop it. How many times do you think in the lifetime of your dog do you say the words drop it?
All the time.
Drop it.
No.
You know what it is?
Don't. Don't. No.
Somebody tweeted about being naked in their driveway going, do not eat that owl barf. That's going to be me.
What?
That's going to be me. Owls
barf?
Yeah.
They do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Right. Listen, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's not stuff like that from nature. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all the stuff they need.
Owl barf is all natural.
Raw, freeze-dried. Raw, freeze-dried. All the nutrients, all the flavor is in there. They love it so much. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Flying off the left bank of the American Main Street, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. You know, in these uncertain times, Jody, you know the nice thing that we can always, always, always be sure of is that Crystal Boy will be wrong in some way, shape, or form. Remember we were saying, like, Mitt Romney and John McCain, we didn't agree with them politically, but we thought they were good, decent people, and the democracy wouldn't end had they been elected.
Right.
And then he, what did he do? He had to go bridge too far. Even George W. Bush and you and I were like, no, no, no. Now you're going into war criminal territory. And on top of his current cowardice, thank you, Joe Walsh, who said it's so damn disappointing George W. Bush hasn't said one damn thing, not one thing. So disappointing. Shame on him. Jonathan Reiner said the silence of George W. Bush during the most consequential election in our lifetime is indefensible. Just saying. Also, there's a story about early voting. I'll get to your next level of wrongness in a minute.
I can't believe you're bullying me.
Yeah, you are a little pushy.
It's preemptive bullying.
Oh, no, you're bullying.
I decided to start before you could start.
Oh, you're bullying me.
Karen. I'm sorry. No, it's Seth, Homo of Hope.
Hey, Seth.
I need some hope. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, after that town hall meeting last night, the one question I'd have for the people in the audience is, okay, you've got an adjudicated rapist, a felon, a fascist quoting Hitler, versus a woman who's trying to get you elder care, child care, resolve the border problem, immigration. And my question for them is, who did your lobotomy, and was it expensive? I mean, how do you not have, how can you not decide? The other thing, Alex Wagner, the other night, interviewing black and brown people for Trump, they're making these Trump false claims, like, they're taking our jobs, and never a follow-up question like, did that happen to you? Do you know anybody where their job was taken by an immigrant? Because these people would be stymied. they'd have no answer. And yeah. regarding the question of why didn't you do this 4 years ago, this is where we need Katie Porter and her whiteboard. Hello? Four years ago,
or that high school student to, you know, that was in the town hall to explain, right? How the vice president, isn't it? Okay. Oh, yes, I know. I know. All right, I understand. Yes, Carl Frisch is at the door. Carl Frisch is here. Oh, let him in. Next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have to keep talking about the fire danger. It continues to be high in southwestern Wisconsin. 3.3 million people in the Badger State are now in an area impacted by drought, and 77% of the state is experiencing drought conditions. But guess what? Rain is finally back in the forecast here in Dane County. We might see some after 8 o'clock tonight, and you might even hear some thunder. That is great news for us here in the southwestern part of the state, where 3 out of 4 residents in the county are experiencing drought. Still, this is the county's second wettest year on record, even though we're now in this drought. Scientists say that paradox is an effect of climate change. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades now. But with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will get more rain and freezing rain and less snow, meaning the days where you could downhill ski will drop and drop and drop. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
Over the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
The DNR's plan includes more activities that don't rely on lots of snow, like hiking, climbing, bouldering, and mountain biking. Statewide, snowfall was 20 to 30 inches below average across Wisconsin. In some areas, it was up to 70 inches below normal. Businesses impacted could apply for economic impact disaster loans. Last month, Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act, which would help Wisconsin businesses survive underwhelming winters. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58.
Right now, it's 32.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk Jack-O-Lantern Days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I voted for Trump.
You voted for Trump. So if you vote for Harris, that's a big deal.
Pardon me. I can't listen to one more undecided voter. I need to go pour hot coffee in my... Okay. All right. Hey, here's some good... let me give you some happy clappies.
Okay.
Speaking of undecideds, Daily Coast headline with undecided voters breaking for Harris 60% to 36%. It seems they prefer a clean slate over a dumpster fire. Oh, dear God, please, let's hope so. Let's ask our expert.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hiya, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
I hear the stress in everyone I know's voice these days.
You say we're on edge?
A little bit edge.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was just talking about the cowardice of George W. Bush in this cycle, in this critical moment in our history. I mean, the mayor of Waukesha, who's a lifelong Republican, just endorsed Kamala Harris. He grew up Republican, voted that way most of his adult life. He said the easy thing to do is just not say anything and cast my vote the way I want. But I think we're at a crossroads now. It's a vote against Trump. I'm terrified of Trump becoming our next president for all the reasons I've indicated. He's already been impeached twice. He's been convicted of felonies. This is not what the United States needs. You would think this would be such a no-brainer at this point, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, and remember, George W. had some choice words to share at the inauguration.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that maybe he'd come out of hiding and address the topic. You know, I was door knocking in Pennsylvania this past weekend for Janelle Stelson and Kamala Harris. Janelle is running for Congress in a targeted pickup opportunity, and half the people that showed up at the canvas kickoff were Republicans for Harris and Stelson. So it's real and it's out there, and he would be in good company.
Is Evan constructing a, I don't know, a Lego set or something? What's going on at your house? okay. Yeah, Amy Siskinson, when Nate Silver is proven wrong again, can this please end his career in relevance for good? I mean, you know, I do think there's so many, it's hard to keep track of what the agendas are. We talked about this, you know, red wave polling that, you know, seems deliberate. But, you know, here's the thing that first of all, the first thing we need to get done is rename it the United States of Mark Elias. But he tweeted, Monday, RNC lost its lawsuit to disenfranchise military and overseas voters in Michigan. Tuesday, the RNC lost its lawsuit to purge voters in Michigan. Today, will the RNC lose its lawsuit to end voter registration in Virginia offices? Stay informed to find out. Has that happened in your home state yet?
I believe the judges have blocked the attempt to purge the voter rolls.
Okay. That's what, yeah, I mean, this is like by the hour you have to keep up with Mark Elias. He said, this week the GOP has lost major voting cases in Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, and it's only Wednesday. You keep saying this, Carl, like, we have to trust the Mark Eliases of the world, and we just have to do everything we can. And I've never phone banked before. I phone banked last week because I took Michelle Obama seriously. This time it's not enough to just vote. You got to do something, right?
And if Stephanie Miller can get on the phone without the call box and the ability
right?
Bumpers, anybody can do it. And look, I would say there's only so much that any one of us has control over in any one of these elections, right? And so you have to take what you do have the power over and then use that to the best of your ability. Each one of us can go door knocking or phone banking or donate money, et cetera. So it is better to focus on those things than it is to sit and you know, while you could be out door knocking, going through the polling and going, what are you going to do with polling data as an average Democratic activist out there?
Yeah.
What are you going to do other than make yourself go crazy?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the almost the prescription, right, for not going crazy. Do something.
Yep.
Make it, you know, feel like you're trying to affect the outcome. By the way, Carl, I believe last week one of the things we could do is vote early. Isn't that what you...
Yeah, if you're at home right now and you haven't voted yet and you have the ability to vote, why haven't you? What are you going to do?
Because Chris LaVoie will accuse you of bullying him if you bring that up.
No, I
don't. Well, it's a very soft bullying. But look, you do not want to run the risk that you are not able to cast a vote on election day. So,
here, all the other thing I guess people have brought up is just it also takes you off the rolls so, you know, they can focus their energy elsewhere on low propensity voters. I mean, so John Ralston, you know who he is, right? The Nevada guy, Nevada Independent CEO, warned that Democrats might be in big trouble as a result of the lead Republicans have built up over the first few days of early voting in the state. He said registered Republicans have cast 14,000 more votes than Democrats since the early voting window opened. Explain why that's important, because he's sort of, you know, ringing the warning bell there.
Well, I think particularly over the last few elections, Democrats have done pretty well in early voting and Republicans away from it because they've been brainwashed into thinking that it's fraudulent by a madman who has an orange hue to himself. So if the numbers are looking a little different in Nevada, then perhaps Democrats need to get off the guff and change those numbers. So if you're listening in Nevada, and you haven't voted yet, you need to look why you are causing John Ralston to write such things. So get out there.
By the way, I can't say it enough. Senator Jackie Rosen is a fantastic senator. We have so many close races, Carl, but we're having Debbie Mucarcel Powell on. She is in a dead heat with Rick Scott. That is winnable. I was saying Tammy Baldwin, Bob Casey, they're all just John Tester, Colin Allred. We have great senators, great candidates. We just got to get out. All of these races are so winnable, aren't they?
They are. And look, two things are happening right now. You've got the Republican super PACs, the Democratic super PACs canceling advertisements in marginal blue districts, which means that two things are at play here. Either Democrats are you know, on track to do very well, or things stay the status quo. And I think it's far more likely that Democrats are on track to do very well in the House races. And so how do you take advantage of that kind of scenario, right?
Yeah.
You get out there, you vote, you get involved in the local congressional races, you know, to the best of your ability, so that not only can Democrats save money in those blue seats.
That's right,
invested in those purple seats and those red seats that we have a chance of winning.
So just want to get a little more on this story. I don't know where this Reuters, but they're just saying the Republicans have convinced their voters this cycle to engage in early voting and not wait till Election Day. They said Ohio's Democratic strongholds are outperforming early voting records. But it turns out that the counties that voted for Trump in 2020 are ahead in the ballots returned. They say roughly 65% of the early votes counted so far come from the counties that Trump won 4 years ago. The analyst said, Carl, that isn't to say that everyone voting in those counties is voting for Trump. It could be Democrats that live there that are voting early. But the ruby red counties like Putnam and Mercer are showing up. And then they quote John Ralston talking about the Democratic firewalls that used to have been built up. So I'm not sure, obviously, why, because it was Trump that was telling people to vote on Election Day last time, right?
Yeah, well, I think two things need to be considered. One, you know, as we always talk about when we talk about Democratic early voting and what that actually means, this is not some strategy to get extra power because of voting. Right. It's about getting the votes in the door. And so, you know, if we're looking at these counties and, you know, the next layer of analysis that I want to see is, are these people who typically vote anyways, right? And so that matters, right? Whether or not you are actually turning out new people to early vote, or whether it is the same people that would vote regardless of how they're given the opportunity to, that matters. I think one of the reasons why it was good for Democrats to have such an advantage in early voting was one of the things you said earlier. Like, it took those people off of our need for concern to get them out to vote on Election Day. And that was critically important. It also shows a level of enthusiasm. One of the things that I'm looking at in early vote is the gender breakdown. You know, I think in the seven swing states, there's a 10-point gap in early vote turnout between men and women. That's a huge deal. And if that was consistent across the country.
Yeah. Carl, so, I mean, it is so hard to keep up with this, you know, Republican fuckery, isn't it? I mean, I save this because this is your state. Again, I can't keep track of it hourly, but voters sue to block Virginia Election Board's potential refusal to certify the 2024 results. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is why Merrick Garland needed to move quicker, because a lot of these people got away with it and they're going to try it again. Five Waynesboro voters have filed a lawsuit to prevent the majority of the Board of Electors from following through on their pledge to refuse certification of the election results, a move they argue would violate Virginia state law. No kidding. Right. The plaintiffs are seeking a court order to compel the election officials to certify the city's votes. I mean, this has become an option, and, last time was a dry run. It just remains infuriating, doesn't it?
Yeah, I also don't think that they've played it through well. I mean, this is what happens even in states where there's a supposedly moderate Republican, you know, administration. This is a guy who's put, imbeciles on election boards across the Commonwealth, pulled us out of, compacts to ensure that we have, good voter protections. And he's really just kind of fed into this anti-democracy frenzy on the right. And that's coming from somebody who's always billed as a moderate. We know he's not a moderate. But that's how he's always sold himself. And so it matters. And I have every confidence that, we're going to win here in Virginia and by a lot.
Yeah.
But people have to do their part, and we have to certify the election when it's over.
You know, it's just pick a lie of the day. But this thing that they keep saying that illegals are voting, and Trump just throws out different numbers, you know, millions of illegals voted in 2016, blah, blah. So an internal audit of the Georgia voter rolls, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Raffensperger.
Right. That's his full name.
Yeah.
Raffensperger Incorporated.
Right.
Right. He said they found 20 non-citizens out of 8.2 million registered voters, and he said the registrations were canceled and any possible illegal activity was referred to law enforcement. Out of the 20 non-citizens found, 11 registered but never voted, and the rest are prosecuted. He said an audit done 2 years ago found no non-citizens had voted in Georgia. Trump has claimed without evidence that 3 million undocumented immigrants voted in 2016. I mean, again, just one of those lies they just keep putting out there, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Carl has done gone away.
Oh, no, we can't hear you.
There you are. Go ahead.
When you have built your entire political operation off of conspiracy theory, you will seek anything you can to try and bear out that conspiracy theory. And so when Trump says 3 million voted, how do they try and prove that? Well, they do this thing where they try and find people in the voter rolls, and they come out and they say 20,000 people got kicked off the voting rolls in Michigan or whatever. Pick a state.
Yeah.
And it turns out that most of those people, almost all of those people, were American citizens who have every right to vote, and they were just disenfranchised because of a Republican conspiracy theory.
How egregious, speaking of the lies, Carl, would you rate this kids are going to school and coming home a different sex? I mean, I have this 2016 feeling like I thought, oh, even if people hate Hillary, they're not going to believe she runs a child sex ring in a pizza parlor basement that doesn't have a bed, will they? I mean, is this, I mean, to us, we feel like this is too ridiculous for any person to believe. But I guess, you know, there is such a cult over there.
These are the same people who walk around saying that there are kitty litter boxes at schools.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Kids who are transitioning to be cats. None of this is happening.
Well, take a listen. Yeah, here we go. Sorry.
You got Department of Education, Department of Education. You got half the buildings are Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw. You don't need any of them. You know, I want one person and a secretary to just make sure they're teaching English, mm-hmm. okay? Give it a little English, okay? I'd say reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Oh, God.
No transgender, no operations. You know, they take your kid. There are some places. Your boy leaves the school, comes back, a girl.
Yep, you've picked up the wrong
show. Okay, without parental consent.
look at Carl's face. Please tell me the stupidest human in the universe is not going to be elected president. See, even Clyde is alarmed.
No, that's funny.
Your little dog heard the dog whistle.
What's that?
Your little dog heard the dog whistle that you just
yes.
played.
Yes, the dog whistles are very loud now. I don't. Okay, go ahead.
It's just, how do you know Donald Trump is lying? Is lying? He has to find an enemy everywhere he looks, which, might make some people, like his former chief of staff, call him a fascist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Carl, do something. Oh, you already are.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I'm just talking to everybody.
He's doing the most out of anybody
That's
I
true.
Know.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. No, I know. I've
days to help some candidates and do some knocking. And...
Yeah, I have friends and family canvassing that have never done it before. I think everybody is just, rightfully terrified. But Carl, thank you. And
see
also, see, this is what you do. You run for something and then you win by 11 billion percent. Carl Frisch, school board.
He's not the head of the school board. Did
yeah,
you know
I know.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, I know who okay. I'm talking to.
All right.
See ya. Bye. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion. They leave that part out when they say we are founded on freedom of religion. Also from, if that's your choice, right? 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024. Don't need to tell you, it's not just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. It is critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement at the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Hey, did you know they're supposed to be separate?
I did. Heard.
Okay. It's crucial. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote's your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEF25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEF25. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, cbdistillery.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend,
right.
The official dog food of Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, I tweeted a picture, an Instagrammed picture of them playing backgammon.
Yeah.
They apparently have taken up backgammon while I was on the road for Sexy Liberal.
All right.
Yeah. So.
When did you get a backgammon set?
Well, I you know what? They obviously set it up. They grew opposable thumbs while I was gone.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're smart. They know Dr. Marty's is the best food in the world. They would know. They are discerning. They have discerning palates.
Well.
They would be like, be gone with this kibble. Dr. Marty's is turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bam. Nothing that fractionated with the wheat said 15,000 different ways.
Right.
No meat meal that's not really meat. It is super foods, and it is raw and freeze-dried, which means it is shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious.
Yummy.
Yum. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, and we get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God, they love them so much. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi, yes, hello to all of you cool cats and cat-ettes.
Yes.
I wanted to say right quick that the voting started early here in Wisconsin. I did my absentee ballot, and Chris, if you want to vote on November 5th, that's fine, but Grandpa, don't use the My Body, My Choice, because you want to vote the slow-ass 19th century way. Anyway.
I told him yesterday, his body, my choice. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, listen, we're gonna have different people calling. The person yesterday was hit by a car and was calling to tell you that you might get hit by a
The only time
moving
you're
vehicle.
Ever worried about me getting hit by a car
yes, it's true.
Is when you're...
It's true.
Okay.
All right. Karen, what's your point? Karen in Chicago.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Okay. So I just dropped off my postcards. I am going to go up to Wisconsin this weekend and door knock.
Good.
On Sunday. I think that we should be concerned, but I don't think that we should fall into despair. I drove my neighbor to vote a couple days ago, and the wait was an hour and a half on day four of early voting in Cook County.
Wow.
So I think that that is a very good sign. Chris, speaking of your body, baby, you do you. If you want to wait an extra 3 hours in line on election day and stay out of the gym, that's on you. You know, I mean, that's your choice, your body, your choice. You know, I mean, I personally would, if I were you, rather spend 3 hours in the gym than standing in line on election day.
Okay, well, so we're making fun of my body now.
People are going to election interfere with you every day till election day. All right, Dr. Doom, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Host of Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, in with a big announcement, and friend of the show, Matt Flynn, looking at the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.